Blog Talk Radio.
Want a few more seconds to get on. Pastor Camilla, if you can hear me, would you please let me know? If you can hear me, would you let me know? Giving everyone a few more seconds to come
Amen.
On in.
Amen. I'm
on
here.
In for prayer. Amen. Praise God. We have Pastor Camilla in the house. Woo! That's my girl. Have her on prayer. She gonna say some words of prayer with me today. Pastor, you gonna come in and pray with me today?
Yes,
Amen.
I'm here.
All right. Give everybody a few more seconds. I'm count it down. And all those online say yay. Those ain't online say nay. Because we're gonna do it. We're gonna shame the devil and tell the truth. Today, Father God, we come in thanking you once again, Father God, for a beautiful day, Father God. We're thanking you for our life, health, and strength, Father God. We're thanking you for allowing us to be in our right mind, Father God. We thank you for allowing us to be able to talk and eat and sleep and walk and even clap our hands and be able to speak and call on the name of Jesus, Father God. Oh, Jesus, thank you, Lord. Father, before I even call out this individual, I hear you say there's an individual right now suffering with an ear problem, an eardrum problem, and they're talking about the wax has built up and caused some kind of ear problem in his left ear. Father God, we ask that you heal that right now. Father God, I am so grateful to be before your throne. I'm so grateful for you being here in the midst of prayer right now, Father God. Father God, we thank you for allowing us to be able to just have a beautiful rest last night, to be able to sleep in the peace and the joy and the love of your your presence last night. Father God, we thank you for allowing us to be able to just be able to go out and witness to the lost, to the highways and byways, Father God, and that decree and that declare, Father God, that everybody that's on this line be able to go out and do the mission work that you have for them. Father God, let no enemy, no devil in hell come near the mission work for each and every last one of the people online today, Father God. Father God, let us be able to go out to the highways and the byways right now, expressing our love of you and learning to love on others, learning to love on those as lost, learning to love on those who don't even know you. As a matter of fact, learning to love on those who have rejected you. Father God, let us be able to go out in the highways and byways and bring those who have rejected the word of God. Bring them in the submission. Bring them in the love. Bring them in the kingdom. Bring them in the family. Let them know their inheritance right now, Father God. Father God, I see a loved one right now who is having a problem with their ankle right now, Father God. Thank you, Jesus. The ankle has swollen, and they thinking that they might have hurt it, but it's due to diabetes right now, Father God. Father God, touch that ankle. Let them be able to take that ankle wrap off right now, Father God. Father God, I see another individual who's struggling with their sexuality. Oh, my God. Father God, let that young lady know she don't have to struggle. Father God, let her know that the struggle is not hers. It's yours, Father God. For you say the battle's not ours. It's the Lord. So, Father God, let her know that she just be obedient and wait on the deliverance from you. You could deliver her from the sexuality that she's struggling with. Father God, I see a father struggling with alcohol. Father God, deliver that taste from his mouth. I said it last week and I'm saying it again. He's still struggling with alcohol, Father God. Rebuke that spirit of alcohol out of his mouth. Let him be able to take that bottle and have a foul taste to his mouth right now, Father God. Father God, I see another individual right now. She's in her home. She just got a brand new home, Father God, but she's worried about the contract of the home, Father God. Father God, let that contract be as though you have written it. Let that contract be as though you have spoke over it. Let that contract be as though you have already completed that contract, Father God. And when she goes to the bank, Father God, that contract is going to be everything she ever asked for right now, Father God. Father God, let her not have another sleepless night over that contract. We send forth and we break the enemy over that contract right now. That contract belongs to her. Father God. Father God, I see another young man who wants to start a lawn service. Thank you, Jesus. Let him be able to have all of the equipment that he's looking for, Father God. He doesn't know how he's going to start the lawn service, but let him be able to have someone to come and give him a lawn service. Father God, I see someone giving him a lawnmower right now, Father God. Father God, touch that individual. Let him know that it's going to be done through your hands, that his lawn service will be prosper. His lawn service will have prosperity. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, I also see another one who's in the mission, who's getting ready to start another missionary group, Father God. As a matter of fact, it's not even a missionary group. It's a missionary tour, Father God. Let him be able to see that the tour that he's starting, Father God, will bring harvest, will break kingdoms, will break the devil's head. Father God, he will bring in people. And as a matter of fact, Father God, the conference that he's getting ready to do for this mission, it's going to be sold out in the name of Jesus. Thank you. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you for all of the things that you're doing. Father God, we thank you for all of the things that you're giving. Father God, I see an increase of someone's right now. Someone's getting ready to get increased on this line right now, Father God. And they're going to be increased, and it's not going to be in money. My God, it's going to be in health. Their health has been weakened. Their health has been, it has been dragging them down. But Lord, I see the health right now is increasing. They have been in and out the hospital trying to figure out how they're going to get their health to get better. But the Lord told me to tell you, individual, don't look at your circumstances, but look at him. He's going to increase your health. He's going to fix it. What a dentist don't even know how they, you got a good report on your health. My God, my God, my God. I feel in my spirit right now that there's someone who's experiencing joy on this line. The Lord said you have done so much for so many people, and you have felt left out, but today the joy of the Lord is your strength. You hold on to that joy right now, individual.
Yes,
you hold on to that joy right now, because the joy wasn't given by man, but it was given from the Lord. And he wants you to bask in that joy. He wants you to flow in that joy. He wants you to even live out the joy and go and tell everybody about the joy of the Lord. My God, my God, my God. I see an individual right now. They're looking in the process of buying some land. The Lord said it's not time. He said, if you buy this land's going to suck your money like a canker worms. He said to wait. He didn't say no. He said to wait before you buy this land. Don't buy this land, because the land that he's giving you is going to be flowing with milk and honey. This land that you're thinking about buying, it looks good on the inside, but on the it looks good on the outside, but on the inside, that land has got some issues, and that's why this land is being sold cheaply. The Lord said, don't buy to wait. He's got the proper land for you, and he said, if you just be patient enough and wait on him, he's going to release that land for little or nothing. My God, my God, my God. I see another individual. They're looking for a banking job. The Lord said he's going to give you that banking job, but he said he's got to clean up your record, because you have a record that kind of causes you to teeter from that banking job. The Lord said go in there. He's going to give you the job, and he's going to expound your record right now. Oh, my Lord, my Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Yeah. I see someone who's suffering with COVID right now, still trying to figure out how they're going to get by with COVID. The Lord said that he's going to heal you from COVID, but he said he's going to do it in his time. And when he do it, the doctors will not get the report. The doctors cannot even say that they did it. It's going to be by the hand of God, and they're going to have to come back and tell the individual, it was your God that healed you. But we know our Father is a Father who can heal all things, no matter from the little to the highest, from the youngest to the oldest. We know our Father can heal all diseases, because no diseases are of the Father. My Lord, my Lord, thank you, God. Thank you, God. I see another individual right now. They are sitting in a boss's position, and they don't like their job. As a matter of fact, they dread being the boss. The Father says, if you just step back and pray and believe in him, he's going to move you from that position to another boss's position. He's telling me to tell you, don't quit.
Yeah.
Don't quit, because Father never ordained you to quit. He put you in that position so that you can bring some people into the kingdom of God. And the position that you have, your boss is riding your back, and you're hating your job. But the Lord told me to tell you, don't quit, because he's going to move you to another boss's position, but not to quit the one you have. If you quit the one you have, you're going to set back yourself. The Lord told me to tell you to hold on and don't quit that position, to stay in that position. It may look bad, it may feel bad, but the Father is working in your behalf. My Lord, my Lord. Pastor Camilla, if you got anything you need to put on the prayer, come on in, sweetie. Come on in. Come on in. Come on in, Pastor. Come on in. Come on. Come on in, Pastor. Come on in, Pastor Camilla. Come on. Come on in.
Thank you, God. Father God, even as we pray right now, Lord God, we thank you, Father, for you answering our prayers, Father. We thank you, Father, that doing our fast, Lord God, that, Father, you have already healed and delivered, Father. We thank you for bringing Sister D out of surgery. Good, Lord God. We thank you, Father, for bringing a mother out, Lord God, that they're out, Father God, that even a mother got discharged the next day, having the heart procedure done, Lord God. We thank you, Father, that Sister D, that transported her, Lord God, to the rehab center, Father. Father, we know, God, that as we are in that fast, Lord God, you are moving over our family, our situations, and our circumstances. But, Lord God, we thank you, Father, that as we stay in prayer and staying out fast, God, you continue to move over the situations and circumstances, Lord God, that we're praying to you for and we believe in you to move. Father, we already see your hand is already moving in our lives, Lord God. We thank you, Father, for everything, God. Bless those, God, that are in this fast, Father. Help us to continue to press in, to go through this whole week that we need to go through, Lord God. Father, it's so much that we standing on your word for us, so much that we're believing in you for. Lord God, we thank you, Father. Thank you for healing. Thank you for blessing. Thank you for providing, Lord God. Thank you, Father, for everything, God. Thank you for this day, God, that you allow us, God, just the halfway of the week, Lord God. And, Father, you have already moved in our fast already, God. I thank you, Lord God, that even when I spoke to Sister D, Lord God, her voice was so strong, Father, that, Lord God, you are moving over her life right now, Lord God. Father, as she's in that hospital room, Lord God, and going in that rehab, Father, I ask that you would touch her, Lord God, that she would seek you fully, Lord God, and understand who you are and how you moved over her and her mother, Lord God. We thank you, Father, for all those, God, that are in our fast, that are in agreement in prayer. We pray for our mothers, our fathers, our sisters, our brothers, our children, Lord God, our grandchildren, nieces and nephews, our friends, Lord God. Father, we ask that you will move over their life. Father, we pray for this country. We praying for this world, Lord God. We praying for peace, joy, and happiness, Father. We praying for sickness to be delivered and healed, Father. You are just that great, Father. And we know, God, that you will move and that you have already moved. So, Father, I thank you, Lord God, for Pastor Sandra on today. Father, I pray for her husband as well, Lord God. I pray that you will cover her family, Lord God, that you will keep them, Lord God, that they will grow stronger and stronger in you each and every day. Put angels of protection all around their homes, Father. We thank you, Lord God, that she come on and doing the prayer, noonday prayer on Wednesday, Lord God. This is something that each and every one of us need, Lord God. So everything that she poured out on today, Lord God, ask that you replenish, refill, Lord God, and give back to her everything that she poured out for your people on today. Father, we pray for every pastor, every leader around the world, Lord God, that they're doing what they're supposed to do, Lord God. We pray for the churches, Lord God, that the churches are restored, that they are healed, that they're delivered. Lord God, we pray, God, for your people that who are called by your name will begin to humble themselves and pray, God, that you, God, will continue to heal this land. Father, we thank you so much, Lord God. We pray for every member on Restoration, every member on New Harvest Changer Ministry. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God. Father, even pray a special prayer on today for Pastor Ike and his family, Lord God.
Yes, Jesus.
We pray, Father, that you, Lord God, will reach him in his heart, Lord God. Father, we pray, Lord God, that you, Father, would speak to him, Father, in a mighty way, Lord God, that the change will come in his heart and his mind and even in his spirit. Father, we pray for all of those that we have been in contact with. Help us, Lord God, to not see them as an individual of what they've done, Lord God, or whatever they're going through, Lord God, but see that it's the enemy that is working to trying to deceive them, Lord God. So, Father, help us, Lord God, to be able to reach out to them, to give them the word that need to be spoken into their life, Lord God. Give us fresh new word, fresh new manner to reach your people, Lord God, that we could feed them your word, God, and that they could grow strong in you, Father. We thank you so much on today, Lord. We thank you, Father, for everything, God. We give you praise, Lord God. We thank you, Father, for everything, God. You are great, you're mighty, you're awesome, Lord God, and you are so mighty, yes, Father. We thank you, Father. Yes, continue to bless our families. Continue to bless and keep us, Lord God. Grow our ministries, Lord God. Help us, Father, to be the ambassadors of your kingdom, Lord God. To draw our sisters and brothers back to you, Father. Yes. Give us strength. Give us courage to continue to stand this stand that we need to do to fight for your people, Lord God. We thank you so much, God. We give you praise, glory, and honor, Father, in your precious Son, Jesus' name. Father, we thank you and adore you, God. Lord God, you are amazing. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah.
Pastor, I see an individual who's getting ready to adopt a little boy. The Lord says that even though you're not sure about the adoption of this little boy, the Lord said he's going to be with you when you begin to take this child in your home. He's going to be with you. He said, the Lord told me to tell you, not only will you adopt this little boy, but teach this little boy how to be reared up in the word of God. He said, put the Bible in this little boy's hand.
Yeah.
My God, my God, my God. He said, go to the people right now and let them know that you will adopt this child. The Lord has ordained for you to adopt this kid.
Yeah.
And he said, when you get this little boy in your house, he said, put the word of God in him. He said, because he has called this little boy, but he did not understand the calling of his name. He said, teach him about Samuel. Teach him how he called him. And he said, teach the little boy to say, here am I, Lord, here am I. He's called this little boy, but the little boy didn't understand. So the father said, go ahead and adopt this little boy. But when you adopt this kid, put the Bible in this little boy's hand. My Lord, thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
And the father also showed me that someone is getting ready to go to the county to get a contract on their business. The county is not giving out this contract because of the minority. The Lord said he's going to tell them to give you the contract because you are the minority. He said, don't worry about your race, your color, or your income. The Lord's going to fight for you with that contract, and you will get that contract. He said, don't even go in there fretting because you know you're not qualified. The Lord said, you are overqualified, and you will get that contract. My God, thank you, Jesus. I also see an individual who was recently in a car accident, and they're having problems with their back. The Lord told me to tell you to don't put your effort in therapy. Put your effort in him. He's going to come through therapy to heal your back, but it's not going to be the therapy that's going to get the credit. It's going to be God that's going to get the credit. He says, don't look at your circumstances, but keep your eye focused on Christ. Even though your back hurts when you lay down at night, he says for me to tell you to lay on your left side because he's going to touch your back. He's going to heal your back. He's going to relieve you from the pain of that back problem. Thank you, Jesus. He says, even though the car accident was devastating to your back, he's going to heal that back problem. I also see someone right now, my Lord, someone who's struggling with migraines. The Father said that he's going to heal you from the migraines. He said, don't worry about it. He said that I see them giving you medication that's going to cause side effects.
Yes.
The Father said for me to tell you, don't worry about the medication. That if it's side effects is going to be a problem, the Lord's telling me to tell you to trust that he is the effect. He's going to remove the migraines from you. He's going to take the migraines from you, and you're suffering with migraines twice a week. The Lord said he's going to go ahead and deliver you from that migraine situation. The Lord told me to tell you to trust in him and not the medication. My Lord, my Lord, my Lord. I see someone getting ready to travel. My Lord, my Lord, my Lord. And the travel has cost you a lot of grief. The Lord is going to be with you. Don't worry about it. You're worried about COVID on the plane. The Lord said he's going to protect you. He's going to be your mask while you get on this plane. The travel is going to be okay. It is good for you to travel, the Lord is telling me. He said he wants you to travel because there's something in your travel that you're going to reap a benefit from. So don't worry about COVID being on the plane. You're going to be protected. My God, my God, my God, my God.
Yes.
I see someone else right now who's trying to bring a family together in the church. The Lord says stop pushing that individual to come to church. The Lord will allow that person to come to church in their own free will. The Father said the more you push, the less they come. So if God wants you to step back so he can get involved and bring that individual to church. And when that individual comes to church, that individual is not going to only be delivered, but they're going to be a laborer in the church. So the Father needs you, this individual, to stop trying to push this person to church. He's going to bring that person into church. I don't know how and I don't know when, but I just see the Lord bringing that individual into church right now. My God, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. I see someone who's struggling with sickle cell. The Lord said, don't worry about it. I know you're feeling bad from sickle cell anemia. The Father is going to help you this week get you out of that bed so that you can start feeling better. And as a matter of fact, the Lord said he's going to work with you through that sickle cell anemia. And you're asking God to heal you. The Father said he is going to heal you in his time. You just got to be patient. Father said he never ordained for you to have sickle cell.
Yes.
But the enemy ordained it. He's going to strike the enemy from that. He's going to crush the enemy hand of that sickle cell anemia. You will be delivered from it. You will have to trust in God with the sickle cell anemia. My God, my God, my God. I thank you, Jesus. Jesus. I thank you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, yes. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I see someone who's being blessed. But the thing is, because you're not humble, the Lord said your blessing is going to be like with a canker worm in your pocket. It's going to go in your pocket, and your pocket's going to have an opening in it, and the blessing's going to slip out because of your lack of humility. You got to be humble in order to hold on to this blessing. The Father wants you to be humble. The Father needs you to be humble because he needs to use you to show others how you have been blessed. My Lord, thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, let us go ahead and close out our prayer now with the Our Father prayer. And as we begin to do the Our Father prayer, remember the disciples said, Jesus, how must we pray? They said, we don't know how to pray. He said, I'll teach you how to pray. And he showed them how to pray with the Our Father. And let us quote this scripture as it, in its entirety. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, Lord. And forgive us of our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. If there's anyone who has a prayer and needs to have that prayer heard, right now is the time. Right now is the time. If there's anyone who online, opening up mics, who have a prayer request, go ahead and let us know. Let Pastor Camilla know. Let me know. If you have a prayer request and you need it, now is the time. Now is the time. Yes. Amen. Amen. Anyone who has a prayer request. Well, I guess we all are doing well in Christ, and let us say amen to that, because not a lot of people are doing good and not a lot of people are happy. But I love it when God is doing things and he's showing, and people can walk by and say, I see the glory of the Lord on you. That is a beautiful thing. And I just pray that we all have a beautiful afternoon. Remember, tonight we're coming back to Restoration for our midweek service. I know Pastor Camilla has some awesome studies for us tonight, and I just can't wait to get into study tonight. Excited, ready to go, and 101 for the service tonight. So please be mindful that tonight is service, tonight is Bible study, midweek study, and everybody say, you know, we need the word of God. The Bible says we lack from a what? From knowledge. We perish from what? From knowledge. And all that you get an understanding. So tonight, please be mindful to come back online to Restoration Services so we can have that midweek study. And then from there, we'll go back into our Sunday services on Sunday. Amen. God bless each and every last one of you. Pastor Camilla, I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. I don't know how many times I can say I love you. I love you. I love you. But I love you. You my girl. I love you. I love you. I love you. God bless each and every last one of you. You love you too, and this will end our Wednesday services. God bless.
Yeah. God bless. See you tonight. God bless.
God bless.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.